Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. G'day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host Brian Tankersley, and we're here to talk today about the conference seasons that have occurred in late 2022. Now, first, I think we'll cover CCH's user conference, which was held in Tampa, and that was November 8th through 11th. And there were quite a few announcements that came out of that conference. So, Brian, what are some of the highlights that you'd call out?
CCH went into Access Tax, and they've set up now the automatic K1 import automation. They've also set up fillable organizers. The Access Engagement product continues to make progress. And, you know, again, we knew when they said they were going to start doing this Access Engagement product that it was going to take a while for them to get all the kinks out because, you know, again, what they're trying to do is difficult, okay? And so they're at 18 users, plan to have a substantive rollout next summer. So, again, they're making progress in that area. We also have CCH's Access workflow is now central to the CCH strategy. And Randy, that's the former XCM product, isn't it?
Yeah, I was actually going to jump in. So thanks for giving me the airspace to do it, because I was going to call it formerly known as Prince, right? Formerly known as XCM. And Access Workflow, though, is real core to the strategy. When you look at the designs that the various product managers talked about, it was clear that XCM was the pivotal point. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. But the other thing that became obvious was all of the application program interfaces or APIs that were exposed across the entire product line. Now, when we talk about Thomson here in a minute, that was the most significant announcements that they'd made at their conference as well. So we suspect the two big publishers are becoming a little more friendly towards larger firms or other products. Granting access into the platforms through these APIs. Now, the other thing, Brian, that I personally got to do was use the Microsoft HoloLens 2 in the demonstration sessions that were sponsored by Microsoft for CCH. Now, this was pretty cool, Brian, because the HoloLens, they had many of them set up, but they had programmed it so it could support CCH Access Tax. And what we did was, you know, looked at a form that had an error that we could access. And there was different methodologies with the HoloLens, how you'd grab the pin, how you'd grab fields and move them around. Also, associates could walk into the frame with you and clients could walk into the frame. And so it was really funny watching other CPA professionals, move their hands in the air trying to manipulate these things. But for me personally, it was pretty clean to be able to get to the supporting schedule, make the change, and put the document back. And it was a conceptually interesting thing because, you know, so much of the time, if you picture yourself reviewing a return with a client in a conference room, and if you'd picture now that you could do this pretty much from anywhere and the client could join you virtually, or you could ask for an associate from anywhere around the country to join you virtually, that's what they were trying to demonstrate with the HoloLens.
And so this was a virtual, kind of an immersive experience where you could see all the documents So it was like replacing all your monitors then when you had this.
Exactly. In fact, many monitors. So it was an augmented reality experience. Now, in coming technology labs, we'll talk to you about metaverse and some of the other things that are important for you to know in terms of business evolvement. But I thought that was interesting to call out just because of the technology demonstration that occurred. And frankly, I could see the usefulness of it. We've talked about technologies like these augmented headsets for some time, and this is the first real nifty application I've seen in accounting besides inventory counts.
I note a couple of things as well that they that CCH also added that maybe they didn't talk about the conference, but they sent out some press releases around the same time too. They added some state legislative information to CCH Access IQ that can potentially be helpful to our tax professionals. They also went in and they again launched some business tax return workflow tools in CCH Access Client Collaboration. So the idea there is that, you know, you're gonna have something kind of like the auto nag we've discussed in some other platforms, where you can go in and have it nag your clients for you so you don't have to when they're missing documents.
Exactly. In fact, Brian, you and I both admired CCH Access Client Collaboration when it first arrived. I don't think it got as much attention over the last few years as it probably should have, but I think it is now back in the center because CCH is picturing this as a client collaboration one hub type of approach. And, you know, where we've talked about other tools like Lissio or SureLink, where competitive vendors have built, you know, these one portal for all for the products. CCH is trying to do the same thing, and they have had 1040 tax workflow. This year, they're adding entity tax workflow. And over time, they expect to add assurance and CAS and advisory workflows into CCH Client Collaboration. So, you know, as it turns out, Nate Brown is really responsible for that portion of the business. And I was fortunate enough that I got to spend time with Nate, who is also responsible for Access Workflow and the practice Access Practice products, and also spent time with Colleen Nuff on CCH Access Engagement. So we don't want to take too much time here with you on this, but we want you to be aware that the announcements that Kathy Rowe made related to tax, we thought were pretty significant, including dashboards with improved search, return dashboards with configurable return complexities in them was kind of interesting, and a lot of the new in-product learning and support. So, and as Brian had said there on Access Engagement, that was a bugger to get running right. And I think that I have pretty good confidence now that CCH will get that launched in the coming summer.
Let me just say for all of you that are saying it's taking too long to get this product done, let me just remind you that they could have rolled it out halfway and they didn't. And so they didn't create nightmares for a lot of you during the time when you don't have time for those nightmares. You know, we'd all like things to have rolled out more quickly. But I think at the end of the day, we'd rather have something that's fully baked rather than have the ability to make a mess in a product that's not fully baked.
Yes, that's absolutely right, Brian. So, you know, again, there's lots of moving parts here inside the CCH Access platforms. The client collaboration piece that you've mentioned is just one of many. In fact, we could go through, but have, by the way, in other technology lab sessions on each of these individual platforms, Access Tax, Access Engagement, the Access Client Collaboration, Access Practice, and so forth. We'll probably want to do that again with you as new revisions occur. Occurring at the same time in the Washington, D.C. area at the Gaylord National was the Thompson Synergy Conference. Now, Synergy, Brian and I have attended a good number of times, but this year turned out to be not one Synergy, but three Synergies. And it turns out that they did a Synergy for corporate legal, tax and trade, as well as legal professionals, in addition to the traditional tax and accounting Synergy. Some of you might have attended Synergy virtually because Thompson did a hybrid type of event where they did some virtual and some live. And of course, in the coming year, they're going to be at the Gaylord Rockies. You know, in terms of announcements there, as they frequently do, they introduced their Luca Pacioli Accounting Award winners. And as I'd mentioned earlier, they expanded their APIs across most of their platform. They did that into GoFileRoom, into GoSystemRS. They made extensions into the CS suites with Practice CS and UltraTax CS as well, as I understand it. So APIs are kind of a big deal. Now, GoFileRoom also had a number of refinements. And, you know, Brian, I think this probably needs to be put in the context of delays in Onvio. And because of that, you know, Thompson was pretty straightforward at this event saying, because we've had delays in Onvio, we're going to invest more in the CS suite. And, you know, investments in CS have been kind of delayed, if you will. So for those of you who are currently using UltraTax CS or Practice CS, you may get some extra pickup from that. So Brian, I know the Thomson Reuters folks spent time on a couple of other acquisition announcements.
And I would go a step further here that I've had direct conversations with Scott Spradlin at Thomson. And he's back, by the way. Many of you may remember when he was the chow boss down in the Fort Worth office for TR for many, many years for PPC. He's back now, and he suggested that I go look at their annual report. And lo and behold, in their annual report and in their investor communications, they've actually said they plan to make more strategic acquisitions, and specifically strategic acquisitions and partnerships surrounding the audit area. So stay tuned there. Now, there were two M&A activities that I thought were particularly notable with TR. One was right before the conference, they sold MyPay Solutions, their Service Bureau payroll. They sold that product to the Iris Software Group. Okay, remember Iris has Practice Engine and Star and Docket and Accountants World and Cinta and a lot of other products in the profession. Okay, Iris is kind of the coming suite. Is kind of the, you know, they're kind of gestating. They got a North American Iris actually got a North American GM. Earlier this year. And I think, you know, everything I've seen that they're starting to stand up some corporate infrastructure to support North America and to address some of these kinds of things. No conference yet. However, the second TR thing that happened was they acquired SurePrep. Okay. And the numbers on that were actually pretty enlightening. I think it was $500 million. Yeah, $500 million in cash. Okay. So wouldn't it be glorious to be Dave Weil right now, Randy? But so they actually quoted that SurePrep's products and services are used by over 23,000 tax professionals at CPA firms. So the interesting part about that, in my mind, is how SurePrep's SP Binder tool may fit into their Onvio strategy because they now own it. So that's the, you know, that SP Binder is really a, you know, and they said again, and SurePrep included 1040 scan, SP Binder, and TaxCaddy. So again, this gives you some interesting places to go.
And, you know, I was fortunate enough to get to talk to Dave Weil on the day of the announcement, which was Friday, November 11th. And so, you know, things will change over time, I'm sure, but it's kind of a big deal in terms of, you know, what happened there. You know, just to try to summarize the non-confidential part of that conversation. He basically said that they'd been working on the product for about 20 years, which was true. Brian and I were lucky enough to get to help them most of this journey. The merger acquisition is pending regulatory approval, and that's won't happen until at least quarter one of 2023. So, you know, if the FTC approval would go askew, that could be a bit of a problem. But Dave said up until that time, no operational changes. And if you recall, SurePrep has a fairly large outsourced labor operation, both offshore and onshore, in addition to their 1040 work paper products at multiple different levels. So Dave thought it was a really good opportunity because Thompson's sales team was so much bigger and they had the client base to sell into. But Dave said that he was also told that his development team would be maintained separately to be able to be more nimble and to actually focus on the product that they'd been working on. Along the way, he also said that they were going to do the best they could to maintain the CCH and Intuit relationships because this 1040 work paper product did in fact interface with Lacerte and ProSeries and UltraTax CS and ProSystem Tax and Access Tax. So that's a big deal. Also, Dave reminded me, and I'd actually kind of zoned this one off, that their outsourced team actually helped them tune their AI engine in their 1040 work paper product. And I kind of remembered that and I kind of forgot that, but it was like, oh yeah, that's kind of interesting how that'll happen. So, you know, these two big investments, first by Iris taking MyPay and then by Thompson taking SurePrep, those are fairly significant transactions to behold in this particular window.
And the thing that I would highlight to you here that I think is so critical for our listeners to see is that is the approach is first off the concentration of outsourced capabilities that's happened with the XCM acquisition at Wolters Kluwer and the SurePrep acquisition at Thomson Reuters. And I think it's instructive to contrast that against Intuit's approach, which is instead of having a wholesale operation for practitioners, they've decided they want to do TurboTax Live, and they continue going great guns with TurboTax Live and with the other product, QuickBooks Online Live. You know, and so I think it's kind of instructive to see that because it's clear that Intuit is very focused on the consumer side of things and they want to sell direct, whereas WK and TR seem to be more interested in doing this stuff at a wholesale basis for their clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, when you think about the user conferences, which are typically very large announcement timeframes, and there's a lot of effort by the vendors to be ready for those, that's a big deal. So I guess that brings us to our third major one, doesn't it, Brian, with QB Connect, because again, live for the first time in several years in Vegas was QB Connect. Now, Intuit has several announcements that they've done, but one that we want to start off with is their tax advisor service. Now, that's a tax planning tool, and there's been several competitors on tax planning that we've talked about in other technology labs, and we'll continue to do that with you because the opportunity in tax planning is great. The Intuit tool has 40 strategies, and it's $75 per use. And one of the product managers in that disclosed that, you know, Intuit expects to have more strategies available. One of their competitors has about 70 strategies, and another one of their competitors has about 1,500 strategies. So when we look at these tools, certainly tax planning and the tax advisor piece is a pretty notable enhancement for Intuit.
So when you look at the tax advisor, the first thing I would say is that anytime you launch any kind of tax planning product, it's, you know, you're eating an elephant when you create a tax planning product. So, you know, having only 70 strategies as it's first rolled out is not disappointing. Okay.
Yeah, it's actually only 40, Brian.
But still they have 40. Okay. So they're started. It's a first year product. You know, it's a first year product. Now, when you look at their other things, they did announce some updates to ProConnect Tax, including some tax return reports and some new client presentation options, a notification inbox, some document management tools, an e-file summary, also an e-signature, some new e-signature authorization options for your returning clients that don't require KBA, Edge and Opera-based support as well. In ProConnect, they added some Google Drive integration to ProConnect, so you could pull in client tax forms directly into a return. And you also have, you can also mark things as done in Intuit Link. So that's kind of a big deal. In ProSeries, they added some TurboTax business return transfers and e-file superseded filings and ProSeries migration tools and an editable client letter for Pro Series Basic, which is really used more at pawn shops and other tax shops. There's also a QBOA, QuickBooks Online accountant import that they're promising will be coming soon. Now with Lacerte, you have some new forms help, reduced timeouts to where now instead of a 30-minute inactivity timeout, you get a 12-hour inactivity timeout. And of course, the aforementioned Intuit Tax Advisor integration. That's the basics on ProConnect. TurboTax also launched their 2022 products and services. And one of the things they highlighted was that tax filers can hand off their taxes to our network of thousands of tax experts with an average of 12 years tax preparation experience. And I thought that was particularly interesting from the perspective that with those with that level of experience, I don't think they're going after the entry-level returns as much anymore. Or maybe they're not going to.
I think I know the number, but I'm not going to say it. But I do know that Intuit is hiring a lot of retired CPA professionals. That's probably how they get that 12-year experience number, because they're going to have people that have 40 and 50 years of experience. And I know I wouldn't work for the rates that I've been told are being paid. But, you know, a lot of professionals are choosing to do that. So, you know, your comment, and that's the reason I really mentioned this, I do believe that they are going after the higher end returns with the greater expertise that they're able to contract with. So I don't want you as active professionals to think that the TurboTax strategies or the tax online strategies are not a threat, because it's all that low end returns that you don't want to deal with. We think this is continuing to move up market.
Yeah, and I think that's a reason why I think it may make sense at some point to bring somebody from the ProConnect group to talk to us about that strategy and how it affects practitioners, because I think there's some clear channel conflict there. They also added some new investor tools to help you with crypto information, to import crypto information from digital asset exchanges and wallets, where you can import up to 10,000 stock transactions and 20,000 crypto transactions at once. They've got some tools to help you turn investment losses into tax wins and import cost basis and try to optimize that. For self-employed people, got some other things in TurboTax too. But I guess what I want you to catch here is that the things they're doing, these are not entry-level problems they're necessarily solving. And I think that's the main thing. They also had a discussion, they had a press release on October 12th, about their global financial technology platform architecture and how it was driving innovation and so forth. I found it fascinating that they referred to QuickBooks, TurboTax Live, TurboTax and Credit Karma Money and Credit Karma. They didn't refer on their AI or their platform strengths anywhere with things related to ProLine, which again is another, you know, that's another thing I saw in there.
Yeah. So Brian, you know, I know we both thought that it would be helpful to our listeners to get a summary of these three conferences where we've got exposure. The press releases in some cases were not very helpful. You almost had to be there would be probably a way to think about it. But the impact of these strategies will help us with some of the technology labs that we speak with you about in the future, where we're going to continue to help you understand how the positioning is working, how the products are evolving, and what we believe to be some of the strategy from the big competitors. And in this session, you know, we've talked primarily about the three user conferences, the CCH User Conference, the Thomson Synergy Conference, and then, of course, the QB Connect for Intuit. But notice that Iris came into play as well because of the acquisition. So we have lots of vendors buying product, repositioning product right now, and so forth. So, Brian, any parting thoughts on the overview of the conference season? I know that, you know, CES will do in a separate session.
You know, not quite as many innovations as I would have hoped to have seen this year. But, you know, with all this M&A activity, one would assume that a lot of these acquired products are going to start flowing into the existing products. So I suppose instead of building, they've decided to buy. And so that's interesting. I think we're also got to continue to watch the private equity ownership of the other products in the in our profession, simply because, again, I reiterated this in another call I had with the technology editor of a different publication yesterday, that I think there's still a concern about where the money's coming from to pay these prices they're paying for these acquisitions. Certainly, Thompson and WK have direct access to the markets to do that. But from these private equity companies, they're going to make their money back one way or the other. And so the concern there is what those strategies are. And as we learn about those and have information we can share with you, we will bring them up. We'll talk about it here on the Technology Lab.
All right. Thank you, Brian. And such a pleasure to spend time with you again on today's Technology Lab. I hope the insights and overview of these conferences is helpful to you. We'll see you again in another podcast very soon.
Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.